Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What he did to Federer and some of the majors, being able to come back when it was down to a last shot and win. But there's something about Novak that rubs people the wrong way. A lot of people. It's not just me. A lot of people. Not everybody. Now, U.S. Open had people cheering for him last. You know, he's going to have, you know, what he's done for his country and everything, and won the Olympic gold and all the other things. And he goes out of his way. I watch him on Tennis Channel. He's the nicest interview. He's great. He really, really personalizes it, talks to everybody, doesn't try to big time anybody. But it's like he just rubs people the wrong way. And when he double faulted, not cool, by the way, when the crowd cheers when you double fault, not cool. Let's be honest. You hit two serves into the net, or hit one into the net and one long. It's going to piss you off, and now somebody's cheering. I mean, that's what happened last night. Anyway, we've got a lot of Dolphin stuff that we're going to be getting to here this morning, and we're all set up. Jamie here. We're good to go for a break here. As we're getting all our people just coming in. You know, it's weird, man. I was looking, it was really dark in here. Jamie's got in here this morning, and I was like, I was watching, and I was like, man, this is weird. And then I realized there had to be an accident. So that's why I come in like so early in the morning. I couldn't sleep, so I came in early and attacked Dunkin' Donut like there was no tomorrow, just to get ready to go. So, hey, if you're out there in that traffic, man, hang in there with us, because we got some Dolphin stuff. They're getting ready to hit the road on Saturday for a Sunday game against the Colts. I think it's one of the biggest home openers in the history of this franchise. It is so important for this team to get off to a good start, get a little confidence, have some success against the Colts team that's got some good players, but it's very beatable starting at the quarterback position, and looks like good matchups in the passing game down the field for the Miami Dolphins wide receiver. So we'll talk more about that. We'll get in some things that you might be concerned about, some things that look pretty good with the Miami Dolphins. We'll have all that for you when we come back. First, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I know, this is a good time to find out how bad your low T is. If you're in that car right now and you're snapping, you're losing it, you're honking, you're screaming, people are looking at you and you're throwing out F-bombs. You're spitting F-bombs out, you know, 20 a second there. You're so upset about this. Okay, I get it, man. You're a little fired up this morning. It also could be low T. Listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic, whether you're tired all the time, your energy level's not where it used to be, and you know how this works. If you're not working out like you used to, and you go, I just don't have, I don't feel as good, so I don't do as much, and now, and they're going, but you've gained 20 pounds. Yeah, well, I still eat the same amount. If you want to be active, and if your sex drive is gone, and you feel like, this could be a little ED, those are two letters you never want to hear, ED. Sex drive is gone, hit and miss a lot of nights. Well, I've been through it all, man, and I got to tell you, went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had great results, and I know you will too. Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. They knock out ED and low T. They get your levels back where they should be. The program works quickly. They have 7 locations, including a brand new location in Hollywood. You come down there. We're going to set up that first appointment, get it all set up. Hey, Joe Rowe said to get set up with you guys. Okay. T, the PSA test will do that. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll explain everything to you. You probably have a lot of questions. And then if you like what they're telling you, get on the program. You're going to have great results, and it's going to happen fast for you. Hey, 7 locations. You've got one close to you. I go to the Plantation location. The new one in Hollywood is really, really nice. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Are you ready to turn back the clock and feel like you used to? 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information. It works.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hopefully you're all out of the traffic. Woody, you're back. You're good. You got out of that mess today. You're ready to go. And so are we here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to get over to the Dolphins here. I know this Tyreek thing is still a topic, and a lot of people followed up with, you know, what's going to happen next with Tyreek and, you know, not being a captain. And listen, I think Tyreek is on a huge mission right now that has nothing to do with meeting with a bunch of other guys and the coach every week. I'm not taking anything away from the captain position. I'm sure it's a little embarrassing he's done this to himself, and I'm sure now he realizes the guys on his team that were here last year mostly, because the young guys don't know a lot except what they've heard, but the guys that are back from last year, and he's going, okay, probably some guys in my own receiver room. My own receiver room even said, nah, you're not one of our top guys. You're not to meet with the coach and be a captain. I think Tyreek is so past that and is on this huge mission to have a big season. The big season is what keeps the salary up. I think he's on a mission. He's embarrassed about not even getting to 1,000 yards last year. I expect he's going to have, and he knows they need him. He needs them to get it going. I don't know what the relationship with he and Tua. I don't know if they're hanging out. I don't know. Tua's kind of a private guy. I don't know what he does. You know, I don't know if he invites people over. I don't think Tyreek's worried about that. Listen, man, a lot of people are just, we're different. As long as we play well, we don't have to hang out and go to dinner and go play golf together or anything else, to take our kids and go hang out at a park. We don't need to do that stuff. That doesn't need it. This man wants to show everybody he's one of the best players still, and his numbers did not show that last year. He's fighting right now. He's in a big fight with Father Time at 31. I just think that's it. He knows the team. I'm guessing they've said, hey, man, if he doesn't realize how much we need him, I do. He's still on here after everything that's happened. And so I expect him to have a big year. I do. I expect, and by the way, I wanted to get right into this stuff about the team and where they stand a few days away from their first game against the Colts on the road. Daniel Jones and a very winnable game for this Dolphins team. Great first game matchup around the board that I feel really good about for this team in this game. Because the Colts have got their own issues right now. Hell, they got drama quarterback. They got the backup quarterback now. His agent saying, my guy had a great camp. Why isn't he starting? We're going to have to look into this. Really? Ain't nothing to look. Go work on another client. You apparently aren't getting the truth. So, how will the new offensive line play? That's number one for me. We got three new starters on the offensive line. Patrick Paul, I think, is just a matter of time, and he's going to be in that elite club. I think it's going to happen fast for him, but he takes over. He's still, for the first time in his life, going to be the starting left tackle for the Miami Dolphins in year two. Jonah Savainaya is starting left guard and going to make some mistakes. He's going to make some mistakes. He's going to block the wrong guy. He's going to have bad technique. The veterans are going to work on him a little bit. They're going to pull all the tricks on him and everything else. But down the road, he's going to be one of those guys, ends up being that big old body. And that guy's got some meanness to him. He's going to be real good. James Daniels, the right guard, got brand new guards, two big guards, and big Patrick Paul out at left tackle to go with Brewer and Jackson. How will the new O-line play and look right off the bat? How will they play? That's my number one. That's more than a cornerback position. And that does get into the second group. Jack Jones, Storm Duck, Rasul Douglas, and Jason Marshall most likely will be the four guys that lineup with the safeties. And I don't know, they'll play two and three safety sets back there, and Coach Weaver will do some different things. How will they play? I don't think he's going to put them in any real bad situations, but I like our matchups. This receiving core for the Colts is good. Not great, but it's good. It's got guys that make plays. And so I want to see. We got to make some plays in secondary. You can cover guys up. You can do different things. You can get a great pass rush, but you're not getting a great pass rush every – if we sit here and think that that front four of rotating guys that we like, Chubb, Phillips, Judon, and Chop, they're all really good, and I think they're going to put up as a group really good numbers. I do. But they're not going to get there every time they pass rush. And so you're going to have to cover a little bit. And do we make some plays on the ball with that group? When a guy does catch it, are you at least in good position and not getting roasted? That'd be the other one. And obviously can't have any mental mistakes at this point. They just can't happen in the NFL. And then the third part. This falls back on the coaching staff, the offensive coaching staff, McDaniel, Smith, Bevel, and Slowick, all working together. We've added more guys with coordinator background. We got a ton of guys, and their job is to figure out, a little different than the run game. I'm not taking anything away from the run game. Yes, it's important. We got to have a better one than last year. We got to be better on short yardage and goal line. Yes. We got to figure a way how to get the two guys you're paying close to $60 million to on the outside, Waddle and Tyreek Hill. It's their job to figure out, besides bubble screens on the outside, get the ball out quickly and block, and we ran a ton of those last year, and their numbers showed that we ran a lot of them because the numbers are way down. Everything, yards per catch, catches, everything. We got to figure out how to get the ball down the field. And by the way, that doesn't mean, and I know that those two words I hate, too deep. I hate them. Hate hearing them. We've abused them over the last year. Our coaching staff's abused them. No more. There's ways to work around it. Everybody else is doing it. Slants, deep crossing routes. Probably a better running game helps. But there's ways. There's holes. Too deep, over the top of a corner before a safety can come over. Tool looks things off. He's really good at it. But they got to find ways to get those guys off to a good start. This thing is set up for a track meet, and we need Achan, Hill, and Waddle to be the story when this game's over, with some splash plays down the field, some 20-plus yard plays down the field. Not like last year, but the 2 years before. This falls directly on those four guys. McDaniel, Smith, Bevel, and Slowick. Outside of Mike, who's the head coach and calls the plays, the other three all have some form of coordinator in their new title. And they need to figure out how to get this thing. Slowick's seen it as a coordinator in Houston. Our guys have seen it, what didn't work last year. It's their job to figure out how we can get this thing figured out so that we can get those guys a ball. We just can't go, well, they figured us out. We couldn't throw anything down the field. We're able to throw a couple of short crossing routes. No, we have to get the ball down the field. That doesn't mean takeoffs. If they're not there, you don't force a takeoff. You don't throw into a safety. I'm not saying, you know, start doing dumb things. But there's just ways on timing routes to get the ball. There's holes all over this Colts defense for us to have some success. That's all. Anyway, that's just some of the things for me. Those were the three. And we're going to talk to Kyle Krabs, who really broke it down, everything from coaching staff to roster, every team in the NFL, did some really interesting stuff, and also looked at the schedule. And so we'll talk to him. All the power rankings are out for a lot of the teams, and I see Florio and Pete Prisco were not very nice to the Miami Dolphins. Darn those guys, man. Just didn't see a lot of love in this team. Hey, I'll tell you where you get a lot of love, though. It's truck month here at your South Florida Chevy dealers. It is truck month. And if you're ready to get a new truck, not happy with the truck you have right now, looking for a great deal on a truck, now's the time, man. We got some great deals. We've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so you've got one close to you to go check them out. The Durable Colorado with a standard Turbo Max engine, impressive torque, aggressive off-road capability for every adventure that lies ahead for you right here in South Florida. But let's go to the Silverado trucks, like a Silverado 1500. Always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power, functionality, and advanced tech needed for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior. Hey, whatever it is, you work in that truck, that's how you make a living. We got people up early this morning, work out of that truck. That's how you make a living. And most of you don't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. A lot of you work Saturday and Sunday because that's how you make a living. You need a truck just like you work. Silverado's got it for you. Silverado HD. You can just, they got a truck that's perfect for you, man. All the legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, whatever it is you're looking for, check out your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find out why our trucks are number one selling trucks, and they're fun to drive, full of heavy duty truck, everything you need. So whatever you're looking for, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A ton of experience with Austin Jackson, and that was the variable that you know, just got back on the field. And you know, I think there's a group of guys that are very talented and well versed and own the system that they're operating in, and I think that they have confidence going into week one through the best way to have real confidence, which is through work. And I think that we have there's a lot of guys that stand to have the ability to put themselves in position to redefine who they are as players based upon, you know, they've had a tremendous offseason.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel talking about his offensive line. Listen, this first time the starting five's played together. First time. I don't mean practice, but I'm talking about the highest level going 100 miles an hour on the road, very loud place indoors where the Colts play. And these five guys will play because Austin Jackson's coming back. And we're glad he's back to play together. This group plays together. The second part is, and it's been really hard, so it's fair. Can our starting five stay healthy? I can't remember last time I saw a starting five for the Miami Dolphins stay healthy for most of a season, where you're just down maybe one guy. I guess every team probably goes down one or two at some point. It just seems like going back in the history, our team has just lost a lot of offensive linemen, a lot. A lot of guys get hurt playing, you know, third center one year. Had the third center playing. First two guys were hurt. We've been through a lot of tackles on the outside. And then, you know, the guard position is just had a lot of injuries. Guys rolled up on and, you know, different ways guys get injured during a game. So hopefully that goes well. But, yeah, this will be the first time the starting five with Austin Jackson coming back. Been out a long time. Coming back, and we'll see how he looks at right tackle. And we got two brand-new guards, a rookie and our highest-paid free agent. And we'll see how it all plays out. Of course, Patrick Paul, I think everybody's really excited to see the big man out there at left tackle and see how he plays and gets more experience. Hey, listen, they're going to make some mistakes now. I don't want to make it sound like all of a sudden they're going to show up and look like the Eagles' offensive line. They're not. But they're going to get better. They're big guys, confident guys, and we'll see. But they got to stay healthy too. That would be the second part of this thing. So anyway, back to work today. Leaving in a couple of days, and then we will get a good idea what this thing looks like. Besides all that, and everything else. Listen, this thing always starts with one topic. And we don't know. A lot of you don't think it's going to happen. Tua stays healthy for 17 games. I don't want to find out if Zach Wilson can play or not. And then I had somebody yesterday went to get all set up. See, Kim Bocamper's got me all motivated. I'm working on getting that colonoscopy done. And a guy waits for me outside. I left, and I could tell he wanted to talk. You know, you walk out of the office, and there's that one guy. It's all guys my age and women. But the one guy goes, hey, man, big fan of Dolphins. I go, oh, here we go. But I didn't know where he was going to go first. And he hit me with, I don't know about Zach Wilson. And I said, well, sir, I don't either, number one. And number two, let's hope we don't have to find out about Zach Wilson and Tua play 17 games. That would be nice. And then, of course, I opened up another can of worms. What do you think that's going to happen? Well, I can't, you know, I know what you're thinking. History is not once in his career he's been able to do it. Happened to be a good year to get it done because he got a new contract, big one. And he goes, well, and he wanted to talk about Quinn Ewers. That's where he really wanted to get to is somehow Quinn Ewers is going to move up. And all I wanted to say, look at, I think Quinn Ewers got a chance, man. He's got a chance. But I don't want to find out this year if Quinn Ewers, as the number three quarterback, is going to get up there and have to start. I don't. Maybe in time. I'm guessing at some point he will get just like a guy that we had taken in the seventh round, Skylar Thompson, at some point will get a chance to get some starts in this league. But not right now. Let's see what Tua can do. So this whole thing will be interesting. We're going to find out together, folks. We will find out together what it's going to look like. The running game yesterday, we talked to Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, and Perk was screaming about the running game. He's right. We need to get more of a running game than we had last year. It's got to be a lot better. Yes. Question is, where do you run? And his thing is, we got to run inside. We got to be able to run between the tackles. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a waste. Teams know you're not going to do it. Then, you know, they're waiting. But Mike's been really good running the ball outside. He's got a formula that's been really good. We didn't use it enough last year, so we didn't have as much success. But a couple years ago, we ran for over 130 yards a game. That's good. That's a good number with everything else you're doing. And so probably a combination of both. But I do believe you do need to run between the tackles on the short yardage and goal line thing just to give it up and, you know, give up the ball and not just throw passes all the time and try trick plays and misdirection plays. Just sometimes just line up and get after it. Ollie Gordon is 225 pounds, man. And the way he ran in the preseason and because of injury to two other veteran running backs that won't be in this game, Ollie Gordon's going to get some playing time. He will get some playing time along with Achan, who will play a lot. But I don't think we want to kill the guy, play every snap.
Well, what's the split going to look like?
I don't know. You're asking me. I have no idea.
For the people that are interested in those sorts of numbers.
Well, look at
Achan. You're going to get the goal line stuff, I would assume, right?
I would think he would get – I want him. Look at nothing against Achan, but, you know, Tyreek might have been onto something. It wasn't for him to say. But, yeah, I'd rather see a 225-pound back who runs hard like this guy compared to a 190-pound back who – can do a lot of things. Can run inside, run outside, really good. Turn himself into, hey, you turn yourself into a 1,500 yard guy. I want him to get, you know, I want him to be our pass receiving running back, which he will be, and get him isolated one-on-one on those out and ups and those linebackers. He's coming out of the backfield and they know that he can fly. With a former track guy at Texas A&M, they know about his speed. It's no secret. But Ollie Gordon needs, you're right, Woody. Ollie Gordon needs to, the second, needs to get some carries in.
We're not looking at like a 60-40 split here, though,
nah,
are we?
Probably okay. Not that much. Probably not that much, but again.
Does he go double-digit carries?
He could. He gets on a roll, right? Gets a couple of good carries going there, and they get their running game going a little bit.
I'm just trying to warm you up for our fantasy football segment later.
So I got to tell you, man, yeah, if Ollie Gordon's feeling it and running with confidence and, you know, all of a sudden he dips his shoulder on a safety and picks up an extra five and those guys see that and you're going, oh, damn, we got a little physical. Then you go with them, right? Go with them a little bit. Again,
the problem becomes, and you know this better than me, but Achan, if you start taking him off the field, you start taking away his carries, how detrimental is that to the whole? Because he's, what, your third best offensive player?
Yeah, he is, but Achan cannot play at 190 pounds. I'm with everybody else. I don't want to use Achan every play, every game. He'll end up just like the guy in San Francisco. He's young.
Put him in the McCaffrey category.
He's been knocked out of games. There is a time to use him, but I don't want him taking a 25 carries and another 7 or 8 targets out of the backfield. How long does everybody think he would last if we were to do that?
I don't know. People love CMC though, man. He's still going way up there.
I see
all those drafts. He's a top 5 rated running back.
What's the chance he stays healthy?
Zero, I guess. I mean, one.
I'm curious to see how they're going to use him. To the point, he has done so much better than I thought coming out of Stanford. I thought he was going to be a pass receiving.
He was the best overall football player for a while there.
He was. He was doing things inside and out. You start having 1,000 yards. He went over 1,000 of both, right?
He was the first fantasy pick. He was a top dog. And he's still a top guy, even with all the crap.
Nothing against all the fantasy guys that have Achan. I'm glad you have him, and it's a good pick because he is going to break off some big plays. But I'm looking at the 17-game schedule of making sure, playing on that field, that you can stay healthy. And it's first time coming back, right? He's been injured. Soft, was that soft tissue? No. He was soft. No, calf. Wasn't he part of the calf? Calf muscle or something. Or I'm not sure. Soft tissue, calf. Anyway, these guys have had a bunch of time off to come back and get ready to go. Hey, speaking of getting ready to go, we're going to get ready to go here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Oh, my God, Woody, I can't believe it. Tomorrow night, Cowboys at Philadelphia. People are jacked up for that.
Can it be a blowout or no?
Not good for Thursday.
You have to give me your exact prediction today. I'll give you your spread tomorrow on game day, but I don't think Dallas is as bad as people maybe think.
I don't know, but they just took
a rough offseason.
They took a big shot to the gut when they lost. You can say whatever you want, whether guys liked him, didn't like him, whatever the deal was with that guy.
Well, it's never good to get rid of your best player.
Never good. Yeah. Not at 26.
Weeks before the season starts.
Not 26 years old. But whatever
they
it
got
is.
Got a haul for it, though. But
I do love, too. He's like, I never wanted to leave. This is where I wanted to be. His agent's going on all the shows. We went back to him. Cake, and we want to be here. No, we're trading you. You're done. No more. You're history. We are toast. Well, I'll tell you what, we got some great games for the NFL season coming up, though. The old opener is full of great games. Starting Thursday night, Cowboys and Eagles are just going to do stupid numbers. But all the whole week, including Aaron Rodgers going back to play the Jets, and Justin Fields will be playing against his former team. I mean,
I saw a coach over there in New York was not thrilled about having to answer Aaron Rodgers' questions.
Get after him. It'd be the best thing you can do. Then you don't have to worry about questions.
Yeah.
Last thing you want is that guy to have a great game against you. Last thing you want is Aaron Rodgers in game one coming back to throw for 280 and three touchdowns. Not what you want. Hey, I'll tell you what I want. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, man, if I get injured, slip and fall, you get injured, slip and fall, automobile accident, whatever it is. I know there's a lot of commercials out there and the slow motion, and they put a lot of money into it. And the attorney with his name on the law firm comes walking up, and you see him, and he's sitting there, and they're showing him doing all this work and meeting and stuff. And then so you go, that's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. So you go with that guy, right? You get in there, and he's nowhere to be found. They go, no, he didn't try cases. He turns them over to those attorneys. Those attorneys are the ones you're going to be dealing with in that other room over there. Oh, come over here. This is going to be your attorney. All right. I mean, that's okay. Then all of a sudden, you can't get a hold of them. They're working, and you just don't feel like a priority, right? You just don't feel like you should. Well, if you're feeling like that, wherever you are and wherever you've taken your case right now, whatever law firm it is, you're not happy, call Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, covering all of South Florida, same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back, Hey, here's what I want you to do. Check out their reviews and find out what everybody's talking about. Besides your communication skills, some of the things made us feel like we were their only client. I got to tell you, man, you hear stuff like that, and people have been frustrated. Now, all of a sudden, you can call these guys, Harvey and Gary, even on a weekend. They'll give you an update on your case, how you're doing, what's next, everything. Hey, you're in pain. You're hurting, man. You want a law firm that cares about you. Harvey and Gary are going to give you that, man. I'm telling you right now, go to ConanJudah.com. Read the reviews. Go to 866-FAIR-FEE. Call them 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.